In the central part of the state, an elusive bird called the greater prairie chicken lives in the grasslands of Portage County. Its conservation efforts have a long history that's connected to Aldo Leopold and preserving Wisconsin's prairie ecosystem.
But over the past 70 years, the prairie chicken population has seen significant decline, and it's a threatened species. The Buena Vista grasslands in Portage County is one of the last remaining habitats for prairie chickens in Wisconsin.
The Department of Natural Resources recently held its Greater Prairie Chicken Advisory Committee meeting to review the progress toward a long-term management plan.
Senior wildlife biologist Lisa Kardash leads the committee and is the DNR's statewide program manager for prairie chicken conservation, and she joins us now. Lisa, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you.
Prairie chickens are similar to domesticated chickens, but they're rarely seen. They're also found only in specific areas of our state. And you've become an expert on this bird. Why are they significant to Wisconsin?
Oh, prairie chickens are a native grouse species in Wisconsin, and they've been around for a very long time. You know, since before settlement in the state back in the 1800s, we had prairie chickens in the southern half of Wisconsin. They originally were found in the prairie and oak openings of the southern half of the state. And they're just an amazing bird and a great symbol for grasslands, which are very important habitat that we have here in Wisconsin. Prairie chickens require very large blocks of open, relatively treeless grassland habitat. When we manage for chickens and when we have chickens present in Wisconsin, that means we are supporting an abundance of so many other grassland species that are out there.
It's clear that you care deeply about their wellness, about their longevity here in Wisconsin. You know, why should we care about their future so much?
Caring about their future is definitely important because they've been struggling for quite some time now because grasslands are highly threatened. You know, this is something that we see in a trend, not just in Wisconsin, but across the nation. It is one of the most threatened landscapes that we have. And so species such as prairie chickens that exist in these grasslands, they're dependent upon them. And so to have them be here in Wisconsin and to have those grassland habitats are just essential and very important. It's a really good indicator for us on how we're doing with managing our grasslands and ensuring that we have this habitat here in Wisconsin.
Can you describe what they look like for us?
Absolutely. So they're about the size of a domestic chicken. I kind of, you know, relate them to being somewhat of like a standard football in size. And they have alternating brown and white plumage that appears striped. They have a short, rounded tail. And they really do blend into the grassland landscape that they live in. And a lot of times people don't even know that they're there because they do a good job at blending in with the grass. The males, though, when you do see them, especially in the spring on their breeding grounds, which we call the booming grounds, are very distinctive. So the males have these orange eye combs above their eyes. They have these big orange air sacs on the sides of their neck, which they blow up when they're booming on the breeding grounds. And these really long feathers called pinnae that they lift up over their heads as well.
So this booming time, I understand this is like a ceremony that pits birds against each other as male chickens kind of claim their territory. What is this behavior like?
Oh, it's an amazing experience if you get to see it. So in the spring, typically, you know, in late February into March, the males will end up coming onto the booming grounds, which are their breeding grounds. And these are areas that are very flat normally, very open, so they can see around them and very low vegetation typically. The males will come out in the early spring and they do a lot of defending of their little territories that they have on these booming grounds to ensure that they have what might be considered the best spot on the lek, which is also a booming ground. Later on, the females do end up coming early to mid-April and that becomes the peak of the breeding season. But on these grounds, it's just amazing to see what they do. The males have an elaborate display so that they can attract the females to them to hopefully have one of the females select them for mating. The males will inflate those orange-yellow air sacs that are on the sides of their neck, and they force the air through them to produce this beautiful, deep, three-syllable call. The air sacs, they basically act as resonating chambers and they amplify this call that you hear. And when they're doing that, they raise their pinnae, those long neck feathers, they raise their tails, they put their head down. And then while they're booming, they'll stomp their feet rapidly on the ground. And sometimes they'll turn around in a little bit of a circle that's been described as looking like a mechanical toy.
Take us to the 12,700-acre Buena Vista Wildlife Area. What is it like to stand out there?
Oh, gosh. It's an amazing area. There really aren't too many places in Wisconsin that you can go now to have an open vista. I mean, basically, Buena Vista means beautiful view, and that is absolutely true. You stand out there, and you just have an amazing expanse of open grassland. The sunsets and sunrises are just amazing. It's home to so many abundant species that we don't have in many places. So our neotropical migrant bird species that come in each spring are here, and right now is just a great time to visit the Buena Vista grasslands. We've got so many species, savannah sparrows, grasshopper sparrows, upland sandpipers. I mean, you name it, we've got it out here, as well as a lot of very rare invertebrate species, like the regal fritillary butterfly, which is a state endangered butterfly, and the federally endangered carnivore blue butterfly as well. So it's just a beautiful property that you can walk around on in the grass. We really don't have hiking trails. So you can go wherever you wish and enjoy the birds, enjoy the quiet, just really enjoy that open view that you do not really get anywhere else.
We're talking with DNR wildlife biologist and prairie chicken specialist Lisa Kardash. She's leading the DNR's management plan for this species. Lisa, let's talk about the management plan. It's considered, in our state, a threatened species. The DNR created a 10-year plan to help manage prairie chickens, and you recently held an advisory council meeting to review the progress. How is it going?
Well, we feel we're doing pretty well from where we started back when the plan was approved back in 2022. You know, we set a lot of really big goals for management, both on public lands and private lands. For public land management, some of our goals were to really increase the amount of brush removal that we're doing on our public lands. So that is trees and brush that we are trying to remove to create that open vista that prairie chickens prefer and other grassland species. And prescribed burning, we've been able to implement pretty well on the properties as well. We've got conservation grazing, and that's grazing that we do with private landowners on our public lands and private lands as well. It's a form of grazing that we can manage to allow for habitat providing for grassland species while also providing forage for the livestock, which is a really great tool that we've had. In addition to that, we do a lot of control of invasive species that we have on the property, plant species particularly, like spotted knapweed or Canada goldenrod and wild parsnip. And in addition to that, we also hold some farming leases on the properties where we can do some farming that helps us with the property to maintain it in an open grassland condition, but it's also bird friendly. For example, we have late season hay harvest or some rotational row cropping where needed.
What impact is climate change having on your work to preserve and protect the prairie chickens?
Sure. Well, climate change is definitely a threat to a lot of our grassland species. It's a big concern for us and certainly for greater prairie chickens. We have projected increases in spring precipitation and the frequency and magnitude of severe weather events, such as increases in summer temperatures. Prairie chickens are very sensitive to weather extremes. So things like heavy rain or cold, wet springs or heat stress can end up reducing prairie chicken survival. So that is something that we're definitely concerned about. And in climate change, you know, with loss of grassland, which is another concern for us, it's a threat for prairie chickens because if they don't have that grassland habitat to provide them those protections to keep them safe from changes in climate change, it makes them more vulnerable. Prairie chickens also have very limited dispersal. And so they're less likely than many other species are to leave in response to unfavorable climate change within the areas that they currently reside.
Meanwhile, Lisa, Wisconsin's prairie chicken management program, it is nationally recognized as a successful model for habitat management. What stands out to you about it? What is exemplary?
For me, it's how long it's been going on and how many dedicated professionals and organizations have committed to prairie chicken conservation to ensure that they've been here for so many decades.
Thank you so much for sharing this history of Wisconsin conservation. Thank you for joining us, Lisa.
Yes, absolutely.
That is Lisa Kardash, a senior wildlife biologist at the Wisconsin DNR. She is a specialist in prairie chicken conservation. And the sounds we heard of prairie chickens during our conversation, those are from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology.